Spectacular Update Show, episódio 65, para a semana de maio 29, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 3 podcast. And then this is the briefly the Brazilian version for like 2 seconds.
Muito libre.
Yeah, I'm sure probably confused. Whatever. So we have a few guest hosts today from all over the world. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Do you want to go first, Starplex? Starplex?
I'm JVB, actually.
Hey, JVB!
No, I'm just playing. I'm Dialpex, but I do only have one thing left to say.
I'm Dialpex. Use translation, too. Nice.
And I'm North Hobo from the UK.
Woo! Our first UK guest host. Yay!
Woo!
Right, so we're gonna have some tea and crumpets, right?
Of course. I'll use my magic spells to whip them all up since I went to Hogwarts.
Sweet. Wow, you went to Hogwarts too, man. Wow, did you learn some Halo 2 skills there?
Yep. Yes, some very interesting ones. How to summon a golden warthog.
It's like Halo camp there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best.
He's a Hogwarts modder. He's from the Snapes.
I learned everything from Painkiller. Since he's got the old.
He is a modder, no doubt. Well, guys, this is the Podtacular Update Show and the Nacho Supreme Edition, which means we have olives, we got your sour cream, got your tomatoes, and we got all kinds of stuff coming on here. We got extra stuff other than just like what's going on at Podtacular. We're talking about. Man, we got so many topics. We're talking about the latest word from Bungie on Halo 3 and other junk. The latest at Podtacular. We're talking about other stuff going on in the Halo community. We're talking about campaign tips. We're talking about glitching tips. We're talking about jokes in Halo 2. So, yeah, Nacho Supreme.
Mmm.
Yum.
Sounds yummy.
So, I'll be back. I'm going to go have Nacho Supreme and...
Hey, make that too.
Yeah, two? All right, one for you, too. Yeah, I'll tell him to send one to you. It'll probably be just a couple days. Hope you don't mind. It'll be too fresh when it gets there, but, you know.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, bad.
We'll just call UPS Man 23. He should take care of it.
Yeah.
The guy from the forums.
He'll get a UPS delivered.
Oh, no, he's grounded. He can't do it.
Oh, no.
Groundtaculated.
Oh, yeah. The clan that I created on the forums is the grounders, you know. That's like everybody that's grounded right now. Like Pedro Taco, Chemo 2-3, and...
Dude. Man, everybody's grounded, man. What you guys been doing? Dang.
Well... Yeah, that's what they.
You're skipping school, what? Play Halo or something.
Yeah.
That's how she's playing too much Halo.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But.
Well, let's start off with the latest going on at Podtacular, and we got the perfect guy, Dialpex, on the show here to be talking about that kind of stuff. What do we got first here, Dialpex?
Well, that I want to say here, the latest that's going on, we're going to have. You know, a particular fight night happening on June 9 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Sweet.
It's a big beatdown tournament. That's just, you know, I guess they had the first one, which I couldn't make it. But for all I heard, it was really, really fun. You know, they were just like getting on Sanctuary and just beating people down. And it sounded like it was, you know, it was a blast. And, to go along with that, just 1 week before that, we're going to have the season starting, you know, the Podtacular Pro season.
Ooh.
And as of right now, Ooh. We have all the racks pretty much filled in. We only have one spot left. And so if you're listening to it, go now. And
now!
And just
do it now!
Do it now! Fill that spot in right now, because I am almost done with... you know, the random drawing for for the teams, who's going to play who, and, you know, I kind of scraped around, and it's going to be about 12 weeks long, so it's not too short and not too lengthy, so it should be cool, you know. And I also added a 2 weeks break in the middle around July 4th for all the people that is going to be out of state or, you know, with relatives and so on and so forth.
Good idea.
So should have, you know, I'm excited, you know, I see some of the people are excited, you know, they went in, they signed up for it. So, you know, I'm expecting, you know, a good turnaround, and hopefully people follow the rules. And we'll have our first, you know, successful Podtacular season tournament going
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Dude, I'm pumped about that, man. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the teams are great, too. And, you know, all the teams seem very balanced. You know, we got, like, really good, solid teams over there. So we should, you know, it should not be like, oh, you know, I'm not going to win or something. No, it's pretty balanced. You know, the teams are pretty balanced right now.
Nice.
Cool. That's
excellent.
Good.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, even if it doesn't go well, you've built in something. What I mean is, like, even if, you know, some people don't show up for some reason at certain times, then it's still going to work out.
So. Yes, which was the reason why I included the what I like to call the flexible matching schedule, which is
FMS. Wow.
The FMS, right. So the week before the season starts, I am going to post every match that your team's going to play. So you will know, you know, right beforehand when you're going to play. But the thing is, you're going to have the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of that week to talk between captains, you know, of your team and the opposing team for that weekend. And you're going to have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to play those matches. So there won't be, you know, many. So I did that so there won't be many dropouts of people that, oh, I can't make it on Friday because, you know, I have to do this, or I can't make it on Saturday, so on and so forth. So that way people will have the time to plan ahead, you know, like 4 days ahead of time to plan when both of the teams are going to face each other. And that way it's just more flexible on everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Good.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do we got next, Stellar Rebel?
Well, Simon and Ernie's Podsacular crew won against the PMS clan.
Oh, no!
Well, the story goes, sorry?
What's that Uno thing?
We were playing Uno, and that's every time Seminator calls Uno on his last card, he has to say Uno, and that's just and that's all he does. We were playing me, him, and Captain Crunk and Filthy Noob. We were playing a few days ago, and we just had a blast. Dude, that game is so much fun. You know, 360 guys over there gotta get Uno so we can all play together.
I have Uno. I'll have to play you sometime.
Yeah, it's nice. Fun.
And then I'll smoke you on Eve Speed.
Oh yeah, like my car smoked you that day, right?
I smoked you. You crashed. Oh, I stopped you, and I still won.
It's on now.
My Lamborghini Gallardo has smoked your Cobalt.
Yeah. When I had to answer the phone, and my car just stopped in the middle of the highway. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's
and
cool.
I stopped for you.
Whoa.
Yeah, the story, guys. Let's read this. Well, to start the story, it started with a party consisting of JVB, Sergeant Sharpie, Rasumi, Brent Gamer, and me. We decided to fool around a 6v6 since Spongy was going to delete it from matchmaking. But when we got into pregame lobby, it was like, holy hell, it's only one PMS clan, ladies of the night, Rovcopter. Rovcopter. The match was held on my leg, so, arr. I'm just going to put all these sound effects in. So, match seriously and try our best against this well-known clan. In the end, we dizzled them, as JPB was saying. We got the lucky arming the bomb thanks to Sergeant and my sniping skills. We showed those ladies' particular power. Ponage! Shout out to the guys. I had a blast. I hope this may promote some future revenge and maybe a future challenge. I'm sure we will succeed. Thanks for listening to my post, guys. Peace!
Wow.
Uno! Gotta say Uno.
Uno! I'm just gonna say my
emphasis
Uno
added.
Right.
I am size.
That's cool. It's cool. It's all good. So, yeah, let's get on to some other stuff we got going on in the Halo community. And most of these are links to other websites that are cool to check out if you like Halo. First is Grant David, who says, he said he can't take credit for making this, but he has a Halo 2 group on MySpace, and this kid posted this. So what he did was he took an airsoft gun, this kid, and modified it to make it look like a battle rifle. So he said you can check it out at the link in the show notes. Looks pretty cool. Looks like it was on eBay, actually.
Yeah, awesome. I'm just looking at it now. It does look pretty cool.
Nice.
Pretty realistic.
It does look pretty cool. Mm.
But can you zoom in on the scope? Can you do a BXR? That's what I want.
I know. Can you, like, RRXYY?
Can you nuke combo?
Yeah, there you go. Can you
buzz? You need to
have
nuke.
Can you do you have to have another weapon?
Yeah.
To RRXYY?
Yeah, do you have to have a full clip to BXP, you know? Yeah, questions we want to know. So, Grant David, get back to us, dude.
I know. I'm going to go in right now and post a question. Can I BXR with this?
Yeah. Question on the eBay thing? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like buyer questions or whatever.
Can I BXP?
Definitely.
I'll be like, hi, I am a hardcore Halo 2 player, but I do like to take things very seriously. I would like to know if I could BXR my girlfriend with this.
Dude, you know what you should do? You should be like, yeah, if I have an airsoft plasma pistol as my other weapon, can I use this as a noob combo?
Noob combo.
Noob.
Noobtacular.
Serum next style.
All right, we have Cowbell here.
Cowbell.
He says, this machinima is a well-put-together funny machinima. This Spartan's Life. It's the name of it, and it's hilarious and great. Just check it out at www.thisspartanlife.com, and the link is on the show notes as well.
Sweet.
I'm going to check that out. I've heard of it. Right now, my favorite machinima is... definitely the Codex.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, it's definitely cool.
Great.
It's great. I was watching it. I didn't know about it. I actually got to know by somebody that posted on the forums, and I went and checked it out, and I just thought it was great. I was like, wow, these guys do a really, fairly good job on this.
I watched it from episode one. It was great.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for the second season. I'm waiting on that, so that should be cool. Mm,
that should be a good prelude or whatever it is. Biggest prelude.
Going to Armed Response X, he says, by the way, I'm very reluctant to share this web resource with you guys, not because I'm greedy and mean, but simply because I'm afraid it might be somewhat correct, and I will ruin the Halo 3 story for everyone. It's a bit long, but a must read for anyone who's currently losing sleep, like I am, since the release of the trailer, thinking about the storyline possibilities in Halo 3. It's only someone's guess as to what will happen in Halo 3. However, on the other hand, this could possibly be a spoiler alert and certainly do not want to ruin Halo 3 for everyone. You have been warned. Also, be sure to have a look at the deleted scene section of Halo 2 Collector's Edition DVD, Halo 1 Instruction Booklet, and Halo 2 Collector's Edition Conversation from the Universe Booklet. This will all help you unlock some of the secrets of Halo 3. Here's the link. So the link's going to be posted in the show notes because it's like so long and I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, of course. Equal SID equals CC9160E94.
Right.
Yeah, that's really long. No way, I messed up. Let me start over. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, no, there wasn't a C or 6D. Did I say 9?
Over.
www.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the entire length of the page, but that's all right. All right, so you are up on Rebel.
Oh, sorry. 1A says, hey, Podtaki community, for all you PC gamers out there that are looking for a clan, I need some help over at spcclan.blogspot.com, SPC Clan, Spartan Project Clan, plays most of the EA games, Battlefield series, and Halo PC. Come and join us because I need help. Note, you must be a Windows user or a current of... No, let me read that again. You must be a Windows user as of current. Mac supported on the way. You must also have Xfire downloadable from xfire.com.
So, Xfire is the one, it's one of those services that you play Halo 1
it's
over kinda, PC.
It's kind of like Live. Kind of like Live. Think about that Live. It's kind of like that.
He actually made a post about that in the forums, which I thought it was pretty cool because, you know, it's pretty much expanding the Podtacular, you know, ways not only into, you know, Xbox and Xbox 360, but also on PC.
Yeah.
You know, your way to get the word out there, hey, you know, go to podtacular.com and join up.
Totally. Yeah, if you guys play Halo PC, man, that would be a cool way to get together with, you know, other Podtacular listeners to do the same, you know? Just meet some new friends
yes.
or whatever.
Get people to know. Join now!
Do it now!
Alright, Sonic84 says, hello! If you want to view all the cutscenes from both Halo games, specifically the scenes discussed in your last episode, go to this link... Which
it
I'm not going to read it again.
It's on HBO.
It's long.
Not that long. Oh,
makes
that long.
It easy for those who don't even have an Xbox to know the Halo story. Enjoy. So he also asked, you know, to give a shout out to his podcast, www.sonic84.com, his podcast. So shout out to Sonic84. Yo.
Yo. What up?
But well, actually, the address is not long, so it's just HTTP. Colon, you know, double slash, whatever, nikon.bungie.org/miss/cutscenes. So that should bring you to that website, and you can check it out, all the cutscenes.
Yeah, it's on HBO. Cool. Hey, big thanks to HBO, by the way, since we're bringing that up, for hosting Podtacular TV. They hosted both our MOV version and our iPod version, so we really thank those guys a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was
great
good.
Guys.
Pod
great
TV.
Guys. Yeah. Hopefully
great,
more of that
just,
in the
great, great, great music.
Yeah. Just shoot the fusion cores or they're gone.
Kaboom! They go, kaboom!
No, I was just playing. Freaking a Box did a great job. It was good.
Yeah.
It's a little good.
A
good
I can't wait to see the second one, Ascentius. Yeah, he has a good voice.
Mm-hmm. When right. I saw one's meant for presenting. So, should I go next?
Sure, go for it.
I will. Okay. Robert Eaton says, I have developed a free player to clan, player to paper. Yeah.
Player to paper?
I have developed a free player to clan.
Oh, it's not paper. Does that mean I get to play again?
I developed a free player to can plan.
Okay. Okay, breathe. One.
Paper to can.
Two.
Okay.
Paper to can.
I
developed. Awesome.
I developed a free player to clan, player to player, clan to player, Halo friend finder community. Yes, I got it.
Awesome.
I'll read you the link. Or if you want to add the HTTP thing on the front.
The
www.clan. HTTP. HTTP colon double slash
colon.
Double backward slash whatever www.clantacular.com. We'll be adding new features daily.
Clantacular.
Wow, that was pretty close, man.
Fantastic. I had some real trouble with that for some reason.
Clanning spree. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our web extravaganza there. And on to some campaign tips. Man, we got a few of these. We got just a whole grab bag full of stuff, the Nacho Supremes. That's what I'm saying.
We got an action sack.
Yeah, the action sack edition. That would have been even better.
Action sack edition.
A little late there, yeah. Close enough, though. The Nacho Action Sack Supreme edition. Yeah.
Did Dalplex do that in Portuguese?
I don't think we had that in Portuguese. I would say Action Sack Edition.
He's like, Action sure, Sack. Nacho Action Sack Supreme Edition. There
right,
you go.
All right, here, Action.
we got one from Onyx, a.k.a. Stone, who says, well, first, the first one is sort of noobish, but it works. He says, after you kill the brutes and Tartarus runs away, jump on the platform, jump up the grav lift to the top, and hide. After your good, run and look down the hole where the lift ends, and Tartarus will just be shooting. So after Sergeant Johnson takes off his shields, shoot at him. When the other brutes come out, just throw plasma grenades over to their way. Hopefully you stick one. If you do, and do it right, the others will jump off by accident, trying not to get exploded by the one you stuck. If not, just shoot them through the hole in the middle of the top level. So he also has another tip. The second one is when you save a Banshee after the part where you protect the Scarab. Fly inside, and after the brutes come out, kill them with a fuel rod cannon, and fly to where the movie starts. After it starts, run back into the hall, because there is your Banshee. Grab it and fly to where the platform is, and keep on shooting him, or use the fuel rod to kill him fast, like two shots, he's dead. That's the second. Cool. Thanks, Onyx.
The Beast 205 says, on Delta Halo, there is a reticle level exploit I found. First, you need to get to the part after you release the drawbridge and get the scorpion. Next, take it back to the area that you drove through with the Warhog where the group of Jackal snipers was. And drive up the steep mountain face next to the rocks. It might take a few tries to get the tank on top, but once you do, you can freely roam the vast mountains of Delta Halo. This area is very expensive, so I'd recommend staying inside the tank. One of the coolest things about this is that you can drive under the water at some of the less steep places and drive under the big temple. You can also drive around to the end of the level and see that area from the outside of the map and do a lot of other exploring.
Sweet.
Pretty cool.
It sounds like that one. Beginning of the level.
Getting out of the maps.
Yeah, that's fine.
I remember when Halo 2 came out and you would join people's room. It's like, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're just getting out of the map here and checking it out.
You're like, oh, I gotta do this.
Like the new maps came out. What are you guys doing? Oh, you know, finding glitches and getting out of the map. You'd see people with swords. Like, remember the sword glitch that you could sword people up to like any building? And that's crazy, man.
I did Turf to get out of the map on that one time, and I was like,
"Right, yeah."
I was like, "Why am I doing this? Why don't I just freaking play the game?" This is kind of retarded. You know? It's like pretty cool, huh? You're outside the map. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, I can't really do anything here. I mean, great. There's untextured stuff that wasn't really meant to be looked at, and
right,
it looks like crap, like I expected.
Imagine having three levels. What they'll be like outside?
Yeah. Hey. More untextured geometry. Awesome. Can't
untextured
wait.
Geometry.
More, so to speak. Yeah. I'll do the next one. Private LL Chair says, I have a few legendary tips for campaign. Actually, I've read that wrong, but anyway. Don't stand out in the open when fighting stronger foes, elites, brutes, drones, etc. Do not be afraid to nuke combo. Use all cover available.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah, what is it?
Those tips are good.
Thank you so much. My game just improved by 300%.
I'm a campaign noob.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm just going to be able to beat the game in like 3 minutes with those tips.
Use all cover available. Oh, what did I think of that? God!
I know, right?
Damn it, Twenzel.
Oh, now I know why those boxes were there.
Dude, you know what's funny though is going back in Halo 1 and using the new combo. Have you guys tried that at all?
Man,
I
was like a champ, man. I couldn't. I was like, I can't believe I played this whole game without even using this. It's awesome.
Yeah. Dude.
Anyway, yeah, do another one, dude. Because that was a little short and lame.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a campaign noob, so I better pay attention. Trenton Hasty says, I have a tip for Leisure in the first level. Oh, this is handy for me because I'm still stuck there.
Ditto.
I suck. In the first flank of enemies that come out the docking bay thing, use the human alien combo. Okay, because someone said, tell me what that is. Such.
I guess he's talking about the noob combo or possibly the plasma rifle and SMG.
SMG,
anyway.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, now you say that, it makes sense. And when the last of the elites come out, the white elite holding a dual plasma rifle, if he gets your shield down, he switches and takes the sword out. Kill him and take the sword. go to your secondary weapon, trade it for a plasma pistol, go to the next part, the tunnel thing where the turret is, swap your sword for a BR, and take... swap your sword for a BR, and take out the plasma turrets. If you have any grenades, go to the right side... The right side of the abyss, and throw them to get the grunts. Switch your plasma pistol on charge it and fire at the elites, and then use BR to take them out. Just keep doing that until you're done, and if you run out of ammo, there's a BR. There's BR on the right side. Right side away from the docking bay window, and the little room that leads upstairs, which is a good place for throwing grenades. And go back down to your store, trade your BR for it, and go downstairs, blast them with your pistol, and take them with your sword.
Okay.
Take them out with your sword.
Actually, so, maybe I have a comment about this one. This sometimes works on Legendary, but you still have to be extremely careful. I mean, and more likely, because I know, you know, you can swing around to the right and get the BR ammo if you're just careful not to get seen as you go up. And that's cool and all, but you don't have any more plasma pistol ammo, and that's the problem, is you run out of noob combo right there. And you can only do so much with the BR, because once you shoot him once, you got like 47 freaking plasma rifle shots coming at you, and two of them kill you on Legendary.
Two of them hit you, and you're dead.
So, oh, phone.
Who's phone? Phone.
Hello? Oh, yeah. No, I'm not busy. No, I'm fine. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, like we were talking in the beginning of the show, before I started the show, we'll record a podcast while fixing the car.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna the deafening wind sound.
Yeah. Off the hurricane.
I'm just gonna go for a bike
potacular.
Ride if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, be back up. Go ahead.
Alright, we'll wait for you, Fumo, go ahead.
We got all day. I got all night.
Yeah. I'll just put my mic on. I'll be all right. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure your mic's wireless enough to go that far. you're like run your mic around the estate, and you got like a little stand in the front of your bike with the show notes.
There you go.
Yeah, we have
that would
Fumo
be pretty bizarre.
Broadcasting for us from Orlando. Hey Fumo, how's it going over there? Oh, well, the bike ride is nice, but
a little windy out here.
A little windy, a bit wet. Oh look, there's a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Come in my direction.
Alright, how did we end up on that conversation? I don't know,
right?
Off topicness.
But I was gonna say about that tip though, right? Is like, man, I freaking tried everything on that one, and you guys know what I'm talking about if you listen to the show, is the second docking bay on the first level. I'm still stuck on there after all this time. I mean, I haven't bothered to go back there in a long time because I've tried so many hours to try to beat that dang level. Just that one checkpoint I can't get past. Where, you know, right when you get in there, I got a whole cache of weapons back in the other docking bay, right? But you got to pick them up, otherwise they disappear, right? So I go in there with a BR, right, and I can take out – I can get to where I take out the first two or maybe three waves of elites and grunts. And, of course, they take out the plasma turrets at the top, right? But, man, for the life of me, I cannot take out that last wave of elites. I take out the guy that rushes you with the sword. That's no problem because he's rushing and he's not firing. So you just back away and, you know, take him out. So I get a sword, right? That's great and all. But when you have, like, six elites on the other end that are dual wielding plasma rifles, that as soon as they see you, they freaking go nuts. Grenade, they just dodge out of the way, and I don't have noob combo left. And even if I do, they just duck behind the shields. Dude, I'm just freaking. I've tried dual needlers, I've tried dual plasma rifles, I've tried the sword to just get up close and try to go crazy and suicidal and kill them.
If I have the plasma pistol, I use that double grenade glitch, where if you charge up the plasma pistol and then you can throw like two grenades almost at the same time. That's what I do. I just throw like a couple of grenades. I do that. I charge the plasma pistol, shoot him with it, you know, being charged, and then while it's overheating, I throw those two grenades, you know, near them real quick so they don't have time to, you know, get out of the two grenades and just keep firing the BR towards where they're going. you know, one will take out that shield, and the second one will take out their shield. So then, you know, they will have, like, pretty much no cover to, you know, whatsoever. So you can just take them out with the BR.
That's awesome, dude. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can use those little glitches. Oh, after I've been doing that double shot BR like hardcore right now, and I went into matchmaking. I was like, dude, this is like, it feels like it's on easy, because you shoot the elite with a double shot and you do it right in the head and he dies like with two shots. It's amazing. I was like, oh, I love this. It's like brr, 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 and that's it. They're down. It's like, oh, I don't even need the noob combo.
Dang, man.
It's amazing. It's like, you know, RXYY. It's so easy. It's like, wow.
Wow, man. I gotta get good at that. I've tried it. It's difficult, but I can imagine if you do it right, you could really get crazy at that. That's amazing. I remember seeing that video a while back, how you can freaking, you can just do that in quick succession. You can turn a BR into an automatic BR, and it's just unbelievable, man.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I sometimes, you know, I'm on, you know, in the room, and then Brent Gamer or, you know, like some of the guys will come into my room. What are you doing? You know, just practicing double shot BR here. And wow. I was, you know, just shooting at everything. And one day I was playing, and then Cyclonic joined, and he doesn't have a mic. So I'm like, hey, Cyclonic, what's up? And he's like crouching, you know, means what's up.
Yeah.
So
he's got like the sign language of Halo.
So I'm like, dude, I got something to show you because I know you haven't been around. He's like, oh, what's that? So I was like, stand right here. So like, I double shoot BR him in the head, two shots, kill him. He dies, and then I get a message. So I open a message like, WTF. I was like.
Wow.
I was like, I know, yeah, double shot BR, dude, you know, he's like, what? He was just like, he was really surprised. I guess he didn't see, like, that post you had made or whatever.
Yeah.
And he didn't know about it. He was just like, oh, my God, that thing is sick. And I was just doing it, and he was like, wow, that's, and it kills. It's freaking lethal, you know. You get the two shot, the two, you know, six bullet bursts in the head, and that's it. The guy's down. So
yeah.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
All right, on to Minority Boy. He says, Minority Boy.
What a minority.
Yeah. Here's a tip for the one big city level, okay? Kind of like the other Covenant map. I forgot the name right now. Okay, you get into the Banshee and fly over where the Warthogs spawn. Fly almost straight up until you see a kind of a ledge thing.
I guess
you
he's
get
talking
off.
About Headlong, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Alright.
And you get off and push the Banshee down. Have your friend get it and come up, and then have Gladiator Wars. Okay. It's also a really good sniping spot on Xbox Live, but be sure to push the Banshee down so they won't no, you're up there.
Yeah, don't bother explaining what Gladiator Wars is.
Yeah, right?
sounds like a Fight Night variant, probably.
I guess they bring out tigers, and, you know, they have Julius Caesar up there, and, you know.
Yeah. They bring out the bulls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's spike pits and all that. Yeah.
All right.
You know.
You're up, hobo.
Oh, am I? Let's see. UPS man 23 says, "Oh, look, he can deliver that nachos for us."
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's here. He's gonna deliver it.
Yeah, can we take an order, please? Let's see. I'll have one cod, fish and chips. I'll have some nachos for the guys. I'll take some crumpets on the side.
Yeah.
Take the crumpets on the side.
Some codfish and chips, please.
Well, yeah, that'll be a takeaway. That'll be a delivery to Hogwarts.
With some English breakfast tea, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Oh, man. That'll be 45 minutes.
Sure, why not? I'll be recording this podcast while I'm waiting.
Wow.
This is the main. I'm gonna read it now before we get totally sidetracked.
Yeah, really.
This is the major thing. The FUD. Do not use carbine. The carbine does absolutely nothing and will take an entire clip to kill it. To kill even. Another tip is for when you're facing those carrier form things. If you don't want to deal with those infection forms running around, stick the carrier forms a plasma grenade and shoot quickly with a shotgun or pistol, and it'll blow up. And the carrier forms and the effect will blow up the carrier and infection forms. I use this a lot, and keep up the good work, guys.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
it's like, it'd be kind of hard to stick the carriers, can it? No, the infection form.
Yeah.
Wait, was he saying to stick the carriers or the infection forms? I don't know.
He's saying kill the big blob, you know, the balloon-looking things.
Yeah.
Stick them and then shoot them with a shotgun, and you'll kill them both. That's pretty awesome.
I'm actually playing Halo 2 campaign for a while now. I might do the legendary campaign just for Halo 3 finishes as a challenge or something.
Yeah, dude, it's killer.
I tried. I couldn't get past
that second landing area.
First level, I just could not get past. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll get it eventually. It takes time.
Yeah.
Should I do the next one?
Sure, go for it.
Should I do the next one?
Go for it. You go ahead.
Spartan 331 says, "Here are some tips for Co-op and Gravemind. When the first brews come out the elevator, the thing in the first room, get near the lift elevator thing as it's coming up, jump, and you can perform a super bounce and get on top of those hanging things on the ceiling. It's easier on co-op because one person stands on the ground because Master Chief ain't gonna survive that fall if he decides to come down back down. Another tip, after rescuing the Marines going up the lift, you can have one co-op player run ahead into the other room before the hunters. If you're fast enough or you did it from pure luck, the enemies will not notice you, even if you stand right in front of them. If your partner gets too closer to you, passing more loading might suddenly notice you. The brutes don't see the elites, either vice versa."
Wow.
Quite handy for co-op.
Interesting.
So right when the hunters come out, I guess, on that first part where you get to the Earth, right? Then you run into that room, is that what they're saying? Is that what he's saying?
No, it's talking about that you're in the prison, that you're in the high charity prison.
Oh, okay.
Rescuing these Marines.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, sweet. That thing with the guy with the time.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah, I remember that. I know about that. Yeah. Yeah. So, on to this other thing, which we're going to talk about stuff and go over some things with some places.
Which will lead us into the glitch-tacular section.
Glitch-tacular.
Glitch-tacular.
Graphics.
Alright, Crazy Killer says, "Turrets can still be used, even if they're blown up. Flags can be captured or stolen for underneath the bases." That's not really true.
Yeah, I don't think that can be done.
That was taken out a while ago.
Yeah, that was taken out a while back.
And the turrets thing, I think you have to be host for that, or you have to blow them up with plasma grenades.
So only a few maps, like, I think Terminal, you can still score from the bottom. Like, when you capture the flag and you come back, I think you can still score from the bottom. I don't know if they take that out, but... some maps, like Colossus, you could still score from the bottom, too.
Can you?
But, And when you play hardcore, King of the Hill, like Crazy Hill on Warlock, you can contest the hill from top of the base. Like if you're on top of the platform and the hill is on the bottom, you can contest it from the top. That's a pretty cool glitch right there.
Oh, nice. That's right. Good to know.
Yeah.
Sweet.
If you're playing at Zanzibar and Xbox Live, get one of the spokes in a giant wheel. Go to your friend list in the start menu, then press B. You should go flying up in the air. Okay?
Well, spokes.
What? Yeah.
Right. Spokes, I thought that was the thing than the wheels you get. I like the way he spells Xbox Live. It's Xbox.
Xbox Live? Yeah.
Xbox Live.
It's like Lego Live, you know?
Right. Sweet! That'd be like the best thing ever.
That'd be awesome if Lego Live.
Since he didn't tell us what spokes was, you can just like pretend spokes is anything, and if you press, go to the menu, start, and then press B, and you should go flying up in the air. And if you didn't go flying up in the air, that means it didn't work. So, that, you know, spokes
is invalid. It's the fan blades and Zanzibar. I don't know. I don't know if that would work though. I mean, I guess you probably have to be at a certain position. I would think.
Right.
I like getting the tank and it's going that sort of spinning.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, the tank one is crazy.
You sort of just spinning around like you do on, you can do on coagulation.
There you go. Okay, well, let's do one from The Two Cheat, who says, okay, he's got a whole lot of glitches here, because he's The Two Cheat, of course. But he says he doesn't cheat. Which is kind of ironic, because, yeah. Okay, so, he says, glitches, I got a ton. All require overshield and some require rockets. Okay, number one, on Relic, at the offense spawn, there are some blast shields. If you happen to be a host, move one of the shields to the base of the tall tower. Stand on the small T-shaped prop. Facing the main part of the large shield part, launch a rocket and any part of the meta, you'll launch high into the air. With some practice, you can land on top of the tower. Dude, that'd be crazy.
On top
of the tower and Relic. Okay. On any map of the Banshee, take the Banshee and find a way to flip it over. Stand on one of the wing tips and launch a rocket at the other tip. Now, up in the air. He says, if done correctly, you'll launch high in the air. That'd be cool.
I think I've seen that in a video somewhere.
Have you? Oh, wow.
I think I have. Maybe on High Impact Halo somewhere. Possibly.
Well, tank launching, he says, if you flip a tank over, stand on the treads. He says, if done correctly, you can launch from one base to another on coagulation. Nice. Oh, wow. That would be very useful. Much easier, I would think, much easier than doing the smash into the rocks thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hard to say. I'd have to try it. Okay, tank launching part two. First off, you need a level that allows two scorpion tanks. Flip one of the tanks over and park the other tank on top of it. Oh, yeah, we know this one. Another player must flip the bottom tank over, sending the tank on top, flipping around all over the place.
That's fun.
I like the name of it. Tank launching part two. Then he's going to have Tank Launching Revolution. Tank Launching Special Edition.
Tank Launching B.
Tank Launching Not Just Supreme Edition.
Tank Launching Ashen Sack Edition.
Yeah, really.
No, best one. Tank Launching Crumpet Edition.
Crumpet Edition. Man, okay. On Zanzibar, he says, you need a tank. Bring the tank to the lower side of the fan. Tank in the path of the fan. As the fan moves the tank upwards, jam the tank between the bridge and the fan. If done correctly, the tank will launch into the air, ricocheting off of everything from the ground to the map ceiling. Nice.
I love doing that. It's just a lot of fun.
Cool.
You probably die, but it's still funny.
If you stand one person against a wall, boost a wraith into him, with some luck, that person might go soaring. I've done that on Headlong.
Headlong, yeah.
You can get way high up there.
Get on top of all those buildings.
Yeah. And, of course, we have the giant Master Chief on Burial Mounds, which we've mentioned many times, so I won't bother mentioning the whole thing again.
Right. Okay, on to El Azul Diablo 5. He says, okay, I have been doing some things on coagulation. All right, like what? Well, first, there's a frowny face near the moon in the sky. It's a star formation, and it was really weird when I first found it.
Whoa.
And I also like to fly around the level when I'm not in a vehicle. To do this, you need to target someone with a sword and a warhog and have a person run off. Then you get out of the warhog, and then you will be able to fly. You'll be able to fly it out. It's real easy and fun. Mods rule.
They rule in the right circumstances, I find.
Yeah.
I find custom games, they can be a lot of fun, but matchmaking, nut.
Yeah, really. And that sword flying trick only works if you do not have the 1.1 update.
Right.
So
he says, email me at elazudiablo5@aim.com. If you have trouble finding the frowny face, the Diablo is out. It's out.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta luego.
As much as I want to see that frowny face, I think I'll pass on that one. The frowny face. That's awesome, frowny face. It's crazy.
Frowning.
We were just doing some of that stuff, not too long ago. You can. I don't know if you've been to, if you saw that face on, you can see a face on the ring when you go into, what's that big map? Containment?
Oh, Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah,
oh, really?
If you, yeah, there's yeah. like if you look up in the sky, you see the halo ring,
right?
And then like you zoom in, you see a face on it, like you know, like a real face. Like it's, it, they said, who showed me that? I think it was like Roman Craig, and he said he heard it was one of the face of one of the makers of the game or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can, you know, you if you go to containment, you go like right in the middle of the map, and then you look up to the halo to the halo ring, and then you
Raylo?
Know.
Railroad ring.
To the rope ring.
Did I rope you?
Yeah.
Can I rope Sean Connery?
Can I rope you?
I know, JVB's not here to the Sean Connery.
No, man.
Sean Connery.
Get back in the show, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so, your next Lord Hobo, Lord of all hobos.
I am Lord of the Hobos! Okay, this is the last one. GT Painful says, I found out once you get into the high levels, 20 or above, almost everyone else has super bounce, I can do it. But I find it much more entertaining just to hide and assassinate anyone who tries to do it, or I'll just snipe them from way up. They usually get all pissed and keep going back to the same spot and try over and over, they never win.
Nice.
Should I be...
It's a way to handle super bouncers, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Super Bounce is just...
Oh, I can't stand Super Bounce.
It's annoying.
It's cheap.
Yeah, we lost a match one day. It was like a Team Slayer match. And we were down by one kill. And his whole team quit. And he had zero kills. So what did he do? Super Bounce outside of the map. And none of us could do the Super Bounce on varying amounts. I mean, I don't know how to do it. So he just stayed up there for like literally 10 minutes. Like that's what it was left. And we just had to stay there in the room and try to find him. And,
so
and this one guy knew the super bounce, but he couldn't do it. So you're just like, you know, tough luck. So we lost to a guy that had zero kills. I was like, how cheap is that? You know what I mean?
That would get me really pissed.
Yeah.
That would make me want to go on a murderous rampage.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow.
just go in the street and go, DAH!
Oh man.
You have a baseball bat right beside you. Die! Die!
In other news, a young boy known as Lord Hobo in Halo circles was arrested today for going on a
murderous rampage
after saying something about some super bouncing or some crap like that. And yeah, so he's in jail. And good thing. Streets are safer because of
it. Yeah. Thanks to the
god. Oh my god.
Wow. Okay, so we have we got a whole bunch of jokes coming up from Halo, and let's start off with you think
and you think that you thought then you might have think
yeah.
that
you think that I know that you think
someone else said
that's
it
just
like confusion. Yeah, yeah.
Can't that's why you just read it because it's your comment.
Yeah, he's all right, all right. Off.
You know you think too much about Halo 3 when. So we got one here about this. We got one here from Dialpex,
which
I've heard is a really yeah. This guy.
That guy's a real noob.
Awesome Halo player, dude.
Real noob.
He doesn't go on killing sprees either when he encounters super bouncers.
I know, right? He doesn't have baseball bats beside his like couch. So when somebody super bounces, he just goes, DIE! Alright. Well, you know you think too much about Halo 3 when you already asked your manager that... Well, you already told your manager that you will need approximately 2 weeks off somewhere in 2007 to resolve an exclusive issue.
Exclusive issue.
Ooh, issues?
I don't think that would work in my job. They're like, what the hell is an exclusive issue? What do you work for Newsweek or something?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
All right. Well, and the other one, when you... Already told your friends about the plans for the Halo 3 release date. Here it comes. Take out pen and paper.
Alright.
Wait. Oh, I have no pen. Da, I have a pen. I'll use my crumpet. That will do.
Just use a little frosting thing and write on your crumpet. Yeah.
All right. Wake up for breakfast. Wake up and go eat breakfast.
Okay.
Call your friends, get together, and go to someone's house and play Halo 1 and Halo 2 campaign for the whole day.
Champagne.
Go out and eat, play Halo 2 champagne for the whole day. Go out and eat, and then after that come back and play some more. Then go eat again and drive to Game Crazy, GameStop, or your local video game store and camp out until the midnight opening comes. Get a good place in line and then get the game. Go back home and play through the whole night and have only 2 hours of sleep. In the morning, go back playing for the next 7 days until you're back to work. This idea sounds strangely familiar.
Yeah. I think we do midnight launches in England. I don't know. I hope we do. I'll just get them on the internet. For
we have them here.
I know.
It's just...
You have them from everything you can get them for. Any excuse to have a midnight launch.
Yeah, midnight launches are awesome. Everybody's just there, like, Halo crazy, and everybody's just cannot wait to, you know, get out of there and go play some Halo 3. Well, at the time, it was Halo 2, so, which was cool.
Yeah.
But I played Halo 2 before everybody else did, which was cool.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, well, actually, it wasn't me. You know, I have a friend that has a friend that has a friend. You know, that has
you're
a friend.
Say that.
Who's
he
a hairdresser?
Has,
he has
he has a modded Xbox with like a mod chip, which is not me. It's like this friend of a friend of a friend, and he can play like burned CDs on it, which is like this friend of a friend.
You sure it's not you?
Clear, so.
So somehow he got a hold of the French version of Halo 2 like 2 months before it came out. That leaked that. You know, came out. So he ended up playing Halo 2 before everybody else did. So
did it speak in French? Was it like how did?
Yeah,
it,
the whole campaign was French. Like the elites would speak French, and like the cutscenes were all in French. Everything was in French.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, that sucks.
If anybody and, out there can get a hold of some dialogue clips of that, that would be freaking awesome. Send them in to podtacular@gmail.com.
Yeah, so
man,
I can get a hold of that. All I have to do is talk to the friend of a friend. You know, of a friend. And I can get that to you as soon as possible.
I'm just going to be like, okay, who are Dialpex's friends now? Let's see. And who are their friends? Okay, let's call them all up and send them all subpoenas.
I just talk around.
Yeah.
But one thing, too, that was different on when you played co-op campaign mode, whatever.
Right.
It was instead of the screen being split horizontally, it was split vertically. So you could not change; like you had to play that way.
Weird.
So that was, you know, one of the things that sucked about it. But other than that, it was cool, you know, seeing the game before everybody else did.
Sucker.
do I got next to me?
Yeah, sure. Crazy Killer says, he says, if you know you play too, you think too much about Halo 3. When you have the announcement trailer of Halo 3 on your desktop, like as a background,
I have it close.
About too much Halo 3.
Yeah, that would. But if you had like the active desktop version playing it, oh my gosh, man, that'd be so annoying with the flickering Halo 3.
I know.
And, it's hard enough seeing on the forums. You made a book titled "Strategies of Halo 3." Okay, yeah, you definitely think too much if you already have strategies down for a game that hasn't come out yet.
No, you. Pay too much if you have the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
The next one's great.
You have Frankie on speed dial. Okay, yeah, you have privileges beyond what.
Yeah, I know, right?
What Fumo has.
Tell me who
has
the hookup is.
Yeah. So that's Crazy Killer. All right, who's next?
I'll go next. Spartan331 says, you know you think too much about Halo 3 when airplanes fly by and. And Dad, there's an earthquake, and you scream, "Oh my, F God, the Ark!" I want to keep these clean because I'm my dad.
He's like Dad.
Unless you want me to swear, I don't give a damn.
Just like, "Oh my God, the Ark!
Oh my,
oh my, effing God, the Ark!"
Man.
Alright, on to Bryce. He says, you know, you think too much about Halo 3 when you book a $199 flight to New Mombasa, Africa. Go to the outskirts and dig a 3-mile by 1-mile size hole and try to find the Ark.
Wow.
You post some particular. I'm going to New Mombasa. I'm looking for, you know, volunteers if you want to help me dig a 3-mile by 1-mile size hole.
I want to know where you found tickets for $199. That's what I want to know. It's freaking Africa, man. What? Yeah, and not to mention, I think it's going to cost more than $199 to dig a 3-mile by 1-mile hole.
No, you just get a spade. Just get a spade,
yeah.
That's all you need. Get one of those kiddie ones from the beach.
Oh, man.
People go up like, what are you doing, man?
It's like, I'm trying to find the Ark. Get a life.
That's New Mombasa, like, over there. Let's see. If I go just about a... I was looking at the trailer. If I go about this far away, then, you know... This is where the sun was pointing at the time, and it was about summer, and, I think. So if I go this
the
side...
The cliff was right there. So I believe Master Chief was standing right up there.
And the grunt sign was over there.
Yeah, that's the grunt sign, yeah.
Grunt crossing.
Yeah, where's... I can't find the space elevator wreckage, man. Man, it's around here somewhere, I know. I'm on the right GPS coordinates, what the heck?
Wow. Yeah.
So...
On to
Bryce, who says, you know you're thinking...
We read that.
Oh.
He really wants to go to Africa and find that Ark.
Yeah, on to Bryce again. Okay, on to Quito PR for life, who says, you know you think too much Halo 3 when you listen to every bit of what Cortana is saying in your head. Yeah, definitely, because you have Cortana in your head. You know you think too much about Halo 3 when you wonder what shade of blue the reticle is going to be. Okay, yeah, you're making me wonder, and you're making me think too much about Halo 3, so stop it.
Stop it!
Get out of my head now!
You know you think too much about Halo 3 when you watch the trailer more than 10 times a day. Okay, more than one time a day. You probably. And then watch it frame by frame 10 times more.
Oh, man.
That'll take a while.
That's just like wanting to memorize the thing.
Yeah. Mm. Definitely.
Is that...
And the funny thing is, on Halo 3 midnight release, there would be people in line talking about, did you see that part of the trailer where they do this and that?
They're like, shut like, up, it was Raymond. No, it was Cortana, dork. No.
Hopefully by then we'll have a new trailer.
They'll have more stuff, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm so glad that the veil is finally lifted and Bungie can actually talk about what they're doing. Just that they said recently that they're actually testing multiplayer versions of Halo 3 already is like a huge jump from where they were before, you know?
I believe they said they started development on it when Halo 2 finished.
Yeah.
Which would make a lot of sense, because that must be in development for at least 2 years already.
Yeah.
So, if it comes out in November, which I'm going to say, maybe November or maybe October, around about there, in those sort of times, that'll be still about 2 years, which 4 years even, which is a very long time for a game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's more than an average game gets.
I'm sure everybody's pretty much saying, Bungie, take your time, you know? And I'm sure Bungie obviously learned a lot about what to release to the public as far as information and you know, graphics and stuff like that. Because we don't need to know about gameplay content that may, you know, compromise stuff like, you know, if someone incorporates it into a game that they already have in late development, and then Bungie announces something, and then they're like, oh, we could do that, and we could beat them to the punch, you know, and they put it to some other game, and they're like, crap, now we gotta come out with something new just to make it innovative, you know, so...
Well, I have to go that way to deny it, that menu picture that was going on the internet, they denied.
Oh, yeah, that was really lame on that. It was cool,
just not very clear, but it was. I would believe it. It was believable. I would say.
I don't know,
man.
All right.
Anywho,
we have here.
Well, we got more stuff, but it's we're on going on an hour here, so let's go ahead and wrap it on up.
Onto the okay. Finale. This one is short. This says, you know, you don't play Halo and Halo 2 enough when that one crazy killer says you don't know who Frankie is.
Yeah.
You don't know what MLG, the BR or stickies are. We know that. You get more suicides than kills in matchmaking.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And you didn't know you could play as an elite.
Master okay. Lag Gun, right? Master Lag Gun. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so that's it, guys. Wrapping it up. Hey, tune in next week for the Halo 3 show. This is where we're going to listen to what hardcore Halo fans think about what we're going to get with Halo 3. We're going to get all into the details about what we think is going on with Halo 3. And as usual, we'll keep you updated with the latest Halo info from Bungie and others.
Right, send in your tips and etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. We ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check out at podtacular.com. And you don't need to register to send your stuff in, but make sure you do.
Mm-hmm. I call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO.
Right,
awesome. 206-888-HALO. Hello.
Hello. Of course.
Hello. Uno.
Yeah, I can say hello in Portuguese, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna like. I'm gonna go to Brazil someday and go into a restaurant and they'll be like, you know, they'll say like, "Can I help you?" or something. And I'll be like, "Hello."
Uno.
Like, huh? What else? Yeah, Uno. Uno. Yeah.
Uno! He's got the whole deck in his hands. Salmonator had the whole deck of cards in his hands. He's a noob.
Uno noob. Shout out to you, Math Sucks. I guess, yeah, that's a gamer tag. Robbed Bike, Podtacular Rec D. From Mystic Zealot 06.
Right. All right. On. And thanks to Cyclonic for editing the audio.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Cyclonic.
Thanks, man.
And one last thing is also, you guys can. We have a whole community going on around Podtacular, if you don't already know. You can get a clan invite to one of our clans for, you know, you don't have to have any special requirements or anything like that. And
a free
you can just hang
one.
Out with some of the. Yeah, it's free. Yeah.
Free.
Free. For a limited time only.
It used to be $29.99. Now it's $1.99.
Yeah. And if you get one right now, you get to bring another friend, and he's gonna get one free too.
We'll send you.
And we send you. Free...
We'll send you a toaster. Yeah. No, yeah.
We send you a free Fumo action figure.
Free trial.
And then
30-day trial.
Or JVB one. Or JVB one.
Yeah.
It says "da."
JVB action figure. It says "da." That'd be great. Pull the string, and it's like "da."
I know you pull it.
Nah!
He's like, no.
I'm JVB. I'm JVB. I'm JVB.
He has a laugh. He's like, nah. Be great.
Oh, man.
JVB. Right. Yeah, but you guys can request a client invite if you want to at podtacular.com. Just go to the link on the right side that says request a client invite, and we'll send you one. So, hang out with some other. Podtacular listeners.
That's right.
Okay, so until next time, guys, I'm Fumo John.
And I am Dialpex.
And I am Herbo.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging trucks with a rain of grenades.
Grenade launchers.
The rain of grenades.
So plainly on the sands of Zanzibar.
Yeah. Okay. Later, guys.
Later. Peace out.
There's only one thing left to say.